Hello, hello. We meet again here in this time, space, momentum of now. In this space where I call my podcast Terrestrial Aura is the handle that I go by on social media. And that is where you are here at this moment. As always, this podcast is dependent on my son. And if you will allow me to consistently speak without interrupting by waking up and getting fussy or whatever it may be. So today, after our last podcast, I thought it was only suiting for me to bring into the awareness of our current state of reality, whether or not we want to accept it, believe it, or perceive it however we may. The truth of the matter, and I say truth loosely, is that the world is in a chaos, in a form of chaos beyond measure in which we have existed under in many ways. And this is something that we can be blindfolded by and just try to pretend that it's not happening as much as we can, or we can simply accept that this is happening, accept that something needs to be done, and accept that we're not powerless individuals, and together as a whole, the mass of our human being here, the mass of our consciousness and our states of awareness, and where that lies within ourselves and where that lies outside of ourselves to make ourselves believe in something else outside of ourselves, where that is being controlled is where we can give our interest to make a matter of change, but in a way that change has not been of a matter before. So often we condemn people, especially in the spiritual community, for things like having anger, rage, or sadness, or whatever it may be. And as you know, if you do listen to my podcast regularly, not too long back, I did create a podcast talking about the power of emotions, but for some reason, that topic seems to be so triggering for so many people. So oftentimes I question, why is something like the power of your own emotional state and being, why is that something that we are triggered by, yet simultaneously being used against us by outside forces and influences, whether it be the media, whether it be a group or a sense of belonging, whether it be whatever the case? We currently live in a time to where every label that we project and protect, we are literally claiming as our own sovereignty, as our own independent escape from being human here, instead of just being a human here, seeing the bigger picture, understanding that there's entity, there's forces, there are things trying to control us outside of us that are giving us these labels, that are giving us these means of division and separation. But instead of seeing where that source lies, literally lies, to confine us into its grasp, but instead of that, many times, oftentimes, most of our society, we would rather cling on to what they give us as if it's some sacred gift, instead of realizing that the sacred gift is already inside of us. And that is that we are of God, we are as God, we are from God, we are here living the embodiment of this experience that God has given us the ability to experience, whether that God to you be something perceived outside of you or internal, or simultaneously both, such as I feel and I believe. If I have a belief, my one truest belief is that God has created me in the image of God. Therefore, I am the essence of God's energy. And whenever I am able to tap into that energy and remove that powerless limitation of feeling that I need something outside of me to save me, instead I work with the energy, I commune with the energy, and I become in tune with the energy. So God in me, God in myself, we move in the flow of the energy that is meant to be, that is meant to be felt and dealt and handled and maneuvered however it is meant to be. But we live in a society right now where people are torn against that idea, and instead they are taught to surrender to a source of something that is not of them, that is outside of them, that should be controlling them, and that should be led by fear. And now, I don't know if anyone here in this space listening to this podcast is familiar with frequencies and familiar with fear and the base of frequency of the fear, and also the frequency of love and the frequency of happiness and so on, right? So everything vibrates at a frequency. And whenever we vibrate at a frequency that not necessarily has to be high, the main objective is to find a neutral that we can move in and out of, that we call our base. When we can find that base frequency of ourselves, whenever we catch ourselves going deeper, dipping down into the lower vibration, or going upper, higher into the high vibration, we can acknowledge the ratio of the differential of the base frequency versus the frequency of high octave, low octave, etc. But now, whenever we are in observatory mode of this, we're able to also identify whenever things that have been projected onto us from outside sources come in and cause an interference with our adaptable frequency. So whenever we can be so aware in the present state of our communion here with time, space, all of the momentum of now and all that is, all of the frequencies around us that interfere with us on a daily basis, then we are able to identify what penetrates our energetic fields. And now, not only by identifying what penetrates our frequency fields, can we pick and choose how we respond to the interactions, but we can also notice our reactions and be able to adjust and attune based on what we feel is necessary. So, whenever we get to this point, if we get to this point as a human species, right? The ones of us that try, the ones of us that seek after it to attain it, that realize that it's not so much a seeking, but it's more of an inner retrieving. Once we inner retrieve this energy of this awareness of where and how our energy is given, will we be perfect? Absolutely not. What is? Perfection's in the eye of the beholder. Perfection to me could be something that is ugly and hideous to you, and so on. It could be vice versa, right? So what we really seek to attain from this is to be able to realize that it is, firstly, okay to have emotions. Secondly, once we harness said emotions, we are able to distribute them in a way that works better for us, our surroundings in this world. And also, that awareness is key. Whenever we allow things to happen to us without giving awareness to why or who or how it's happening, then we are freely and openly giving our energy away to something that is beyond the matter of our perception, yet it is still taking, it is retrieving, it is receiving. However, we are feeling a depletion without even understanding why. So whenever we see what's going on in the world, whenever we see that the government just passed a package of aid to 3 countries outside of America, yet still didn't secure any type of border for us, while we are under a threat of a civil war, some could say, of having people enter our lands without any acknowledgement of who these people are, actually giving these people funding to be able to live their lives, and having no idea if they're here to hurt us, to help us, to whatever. Immigration is beautiful when it's done in a way to where the people are held accountable for their presence here. There's not a problem with having people from other countries come into our country. That is inhumane for us to feel that we are so much better that we shouldn't have anyone else be allowed into our country. That is not something I am saying. However, something I am acknowledging is there is a due process to everything. And if I have to have a passport for me just to simply drive over the border into Canada or drive over the border into Mexico, why isn't that for us to have for these borders? I don't feel like that's something that should be a controversial statement, nor do I feel that it's a controversial statement to say that I don't necessarily agree with the agendas that are going on in the educational system. I don't necessarily agree that a person that has a genitalia of the opposite sex should be able to use the bathroom with young girls or young boys if it's a person that has a vagina and they're going into a boy's bathroom. I feel like there's moral crossings that we have now intertwined ourselves in, and they're so deeply embedded that it's hard to see our way out without finding some form of offense to another for them to have a defense mechanism set up on. And if you'll notice, these things that are passing within our government are all controversial topics, are all things that make it perceived that someone is bad or someone is evil or someone is in some group of an anti-whatever by believing that they are right versus that law or whatever the law, whatever it could be that they are looking at and not necessarily agreeing with. So whenever we live in a world where all of these things are coming up and all of these things are unraveling to tear us apart, and these loves and these passions and these beliefs are the one thing that try so hard to hold it together, what does that do but tear society apart? It is taking society, grouping society into these labels, these names, these sections, and then telling these labels, these groups, these sections that if someone doesn't believe in the way that you perceive, then they are evil, they are against you, they are a hateful individual or group or entity. And now that is a perfect means of control. So whenever we can tap into that again, that middle ground of our energetic field where we can see where things pull us outside and pull us back and pull us forward and pull us wherever it may be. So whenever we're able to acknowledge that, we need to find that middle ground. What is the middle ground? The middle ground in this scenario is an entity, a group, a force that is trying to pull one another away from each other. No matter what your cause is, no matter what you stand for, if you can stand in the middle ground and see from all around, from standing in that one middle solid spot, you're able to witness and observe that the one common denominator is separation. Separation, degradation, and making people feel whatever it may be that the agenda is meant for the feelings to be and perceive. So whenever we open the state of awareness, and instead of just standing in our truth and saying, well, nothing else can be that, nothing else can be right because I am the only one that's true. Instead, remember, we all have passions. We all have beliefs. We all have structures and systems within ourselves of how we feel. And my belief may be different than your belief, but my belief is not less valid, shouldn't be less heard, shouldn't be less acknowledged, and it shouldn't be that it makes me or you a victim to one another because of the belief in which we hold. If you believe in something, if it is your truest depth of who you are, it is to the core of your existence. If that fire burns within you, let that fire rage. But at the same time, be aware that other people have fires inside of them raging as well. And it's their beliefs. And their beliefs and your beliefs do not have to come together and make what happens when two raging fires come together. But instead, your fire can stand within the distance of another's and see their passion and understand that what they stand for, it's just as valid to them as what you hold valid to you. It's a simple message. It's a simple, simple message that can go a long way. So often people say, why even care about something if there's nothing I can do? Why even care? Why even pay attention to things if there's nothing I can do? But the thing is, there's so many things that we can do. And the number one thing that we can do is simply surrender to each other and figure out and realize who is really causing the problem. It's not the people. The people are programmed. The people are doing what they're told. The people do not realize they're being controlled. But whenever you realize that the people do not realize they're being controlled and that you have been controlled, maybe that's the moment you get your own sense of control back and your own sense of power, and you're able to bring that awareness into any situation by showing love and compassion for other people's truths. Understanding that if someone says that a truth is ever changing and evolving, that is not a direct target towards you. That is not something that should be considered mean or hate speech or whatever you want to say. It's simply expressing that we all hold our own values, morals, and truths. And to say that there is one immovable truth in this world would be a lie to some and a truth to many, and vice versa. So yes, that is my podcast for today. A simple message of my truth, most simplified down to the core of its embedding inside me. My truth being that the awareness of others and their truths is the only thing that I really know of that I can say is true, and other than truth being an evolving thing, and like I mentioned earlier. But yes, I hope that you find this podcast in a space and a mindset that allows you to take it for what it is and not take it as something against you. I hope that you will be able to understand and see that just because someone doesn't share your belief or they don't bend to what you believe and see it that way too, it doesn't make them some evil group or label. It just simply makes them different than you, yet still of the same. And human being here is form. We're all taught differently. We're all raised differently. And we all mold and shape our beliefs based on the configuration of our lives and the span in which they have evolved to up into this momentum of now in which we're speaking. And that is okay. And in fact, it's beautiful because we are all meant to have different beliefs and different things and aspects of ourselves that we share with the world. Hi, Aldrich. But yeah, so my baby is waking up. So I do ask, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give me a like. I notice I get these so many listens, and then I barely get a like. So if you've made it this far and you enjoy me taking my time to create this content for you, then I would be so appreciative of a like and maybe even a share, subscribe, a comment, whatever you want to do. I appreciate it. But for now, I'm going to tend to this smiling, beautiful baby boy that I have here with me. And I will be back with more content for you soon. And don't forget, you can find me on all social media platforms at Terrestrial Aura. And, well, most. And, yeah. And other than that, I will be meeting with you again soon. And I wish you a beautiful momentum of your now. I hope that this podcast brought something to you that will bring into awareness, something that will serve you to your highest well-being. Until we meet again. Bye for now.